Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
And let's take a look at something else now, entirely different, because Ireland's relationships with countries like the US and the UK are the ones we hear about the most, whether it's through the prism of Brexit or the annual St. Patrick's Day Taoiseach's visit to the White House. We have a fair idea of how we're perceived in both countries, but what do people in Europe think about us, and are those the perceptions that need work? Well, Candace Gordon is an Irish musician, and she's also just been appointed the first full-time cultural officer at the Irish Embassy in Berlin. Cultural diplomacy is a change of pace for Candace, and she joins me now to tell me more about the new gig. What's she on? Is she on external one, is she? Yeah, right, okay. Candace, how are you?
Hi, Dave. How's it going?
It's going very well indeed. Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were on the phone or a proper thing, which sounds great. Listen, tell me something. What exactly does a cultural officer do?
Well, so I've been in the role now for 2 months, and it's obviously it's the first time that Ireland has had a somebody in this position. Yeah. So, like, broadly speaking, my role is to boost Irish culture and promote Irish culture in Germany. So that means that I'm going to be looking for opportunities constantly for productions and for artists to A, sort of reach out to a sort of general public and, you know, have like a sort of image, you know, publicity in for the general public. Also to sort of connect with institutions, so more niche, you know, and yeah, just to support artists.
So basically anything that's happening here at all and that you will hear about, you'll make sure you get your spoke in to say, hey, listen, there's Germany as well. Maybe we could come over here, or maybe we could present it here, or that kind of thing. I mean, you're an artist yourself, and a job with a government department isn't necessarily what would spring to mind when you think of artists. What was it that drew you to it? And, you know, do you still get to be a musician and go crazy on stage?
Well, I did one gig now since taking up the role, at a festival that was in September. And yeah, it was a really, really great crack. Obviously, you know, with like the way things are, there's no gigs happening at the moment. Maybe I'll start pining for it when, you know, life kind of goes back to normal and people are playing shows. And, you know, I obviously love it, but, yeah, I heard about the role in 2018. It was announced through a report, you know, about how to sort of deepen the relationship between Germany and Ireland. And I just thought it's like, it sounds amazing. It's a great, like, it's extremely exciting and stimulating for me. I mean, I love art. I love new things. I love discovering, you know, things that I haven't experienced before, you know. So I'm really, really excited about working within all these different sort of fields, you know, from film to theatre to dance to digital arts. And so for me, it's just really, really exciting.
And it is the thing of kind of trying to, you know, to refashion how Ireland is viewed in Germany and that kind of thing, isn't it?
It is and it isn't. Like, I don't want to say refashion. It's just sort of expand upon, because, you know, like, mostly when in Germany, you know, there's a view of Ireland being very traditional and, you know, simple and, you know, these things that we're very well known for around the world, you know, traditional music. And,
yeah, and all very important too.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. And they love it. They absolutely love it. So in, like, you know, it's great because the doors are open to us. And, you know, there's no need to stop that, like, keep that going. It's great. It's happening. There's a big market for it. There's, you know, there's a lot of, like, there's commercial aspects to it as well. You know what I mean?
Of course,
Whereas I think that there's just so much to expand upon that kind of happened naturally and organically. And, you know, my role will be to sort of like help stimulate other aspects. So to support these other fields and other visions of what Ireland is.
Okay, well, like, but I mean, if you say, like, for instance, that, you know, they have opinions about Aaron Jumpers and trad music and the rest, there's no harm in any of that for starters. I mean, it's just that there's
it's
a
great.
Lot more. Yeah, it's great, but there's
exactly.
a lot more. And if you were nervous at the thought of a change of lifestyle from musician to diplomat, let's say you're getting into it all now, etc. So, like, when I think of musicians or the music that I know, I would think that Germany was better for a lot of Irish musicians down through the years, rock and otherwise, than, say, France or Spain. There is a good feeling there about Irish music, isn't there?
Definitely, yes, absolutely. I mean, traditional music or just generally, you know, let's say pop music. It's really, there's a big market. One of the reasons that I moved over here in the first place was because we were getting gigs over here.
Yeah.
And there's a sort of culture around, you know, supporting art here that is quite special in the world. So it was really good for gigging. Like, even if there were small gigs, you know, you'd get paid decently, you'd get fed well, and, yeah, you know, very different. Like, I lived in London for a time, and, you know, it's very different in the UK as well when you're gigging, and in Ireland, of course, you know. So, and there's just so much opportunity here. It's such a massive, massive country. And, you know, you could really do, you can support yourself financially doing
yeah,
gigs around.
And there's a lot of people too. And we're talking 60 to 80 million people are thereabouts.
Like, yeah.
And in fact, like, my experience was different. I spent 20 months over a period of years in Germany, but I was working in factories. I made 1 million hinges for BMW in 3 months. Bet you didn't do that. Anyway, we're talking to Candace Gordon here, the first full-time cultural officer at the Irish Embassy in Berlin. And there's one part of your story that I simply have to say. And it's just like, I mean, this is something that you know, you only see in movies. And you, did you run away with the circus?
I didn't know what you were going to, what part of my...
Seriously, you ran away to France with a circus?
No, I was in France and then I went to Croatia. Yeah, yeah, I joined a circus. It was quite a time, yeah.
Is that all you're going to say? We can wait for the autobiography, is that it?
Exactly, yeah. No, it was really special, and it really it changed. You know, I was busking before that, playing music. I mean, you know, I started busking when I was 12 in Temple Bar, and I was busking in France. I met this person who, it's so complicated. I was really into Lindy Hop dancing, Dave. That's the thing at the time.
Quick, Google that for me.
and so I met someone who Lindy Hopped, and we did this like acrobatic stuff. And he was like, "This is great. Come join the circus. We'll do this."
Fantastic.
And I was like, "Great, yeah."
Okay, well, getting back to the job in hand here, which is like, you know, that we have a habit of emphasizing our heritage over more modern stuff, as you know. And, you know, you don't want to wipe this from Germany's collective memory. You do want to augment the perception with something more of the time to reflect the Ireland that exists today. What about the other way around? And is this part of what you have to do too? What about our attitudes to Germany?
Yeah, like that's like not really in my remit.
Right.
Like the Goethe Institute would be doing that, you know, they're in Ireland and they're promoting German culture. But I think that it is important. Like, I want artists in Ireland to think about coming to Germany and performing or exhibiting or just, you know, connecting, like co-productions. That's what I'm looking for, is I'm looking for these connections. So, you know, it would be really great if Irish artists were kind of like, you know, thought about the rich culture that Germany has
and
how
it
connects.
It really does, doesn't it? I mean, like, they have these kind of, it's all regions or federal states or whatever they are, and every one of them seems to have an orchestra, that kind of thing. Is that the way it works?
Yeah. Absolutely. There's these state, like, the theatres are state-sponsored. It's really thoroughly funded, you know. I mean, in Berlin, the annual cultural funding in a normal year is 600 million. And that's, you know, for all like the theatres and various venues and, clubs and things. So it's really, it's very, very possible to, you know, financially kind of do art here.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm giving up on the Google here. It's not working in front of me. So what the hell is Lindy Hop dancing?
Lindy Hop is a sort of very fast like swing dance from 1927 that was named after Lindbergh.
Like Charles Lindbergh?
Really?
Okay, I'm completely still confused. I'll check it up somewhere else later. Anyway, how did you... By the way, Berlin, is that cool? Is it a good place? Sorry, where are you? Are you Berlin?
Berlin, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you're central. Okay, so like, do you like Berlin? Is it good?
I love it, yeah. I came here around 9 years ago. Firstly, you know, I was traveling around before coming to Berlin. I was going over to Germany to play a lot. And then the first time that I came to Berlin to play, I just fell in love with the city. There's so much about it that just connects, that resonates with me. Like on a sort of human level. So yeah, it's been like, I mean, it's also not easy, like as well, you know, it's very, they call it poor but sexy. So it's hard to make money here as like, especially as an artist in Berlin. I mean, you know, you get like little gigs and stuff, and like, yeah, it can be hard,
and
but it's great.
When you say like about a decade ago, if you went, is that post kind of the crash and all the rest of it? And like a lot of people were looking for something. And did you go as a busker or a musician or what?
No, not at that point. I stopped busking around 10-ish years ago, but I came over as a musician. So I've just been playing music for the last like 9 years here. Mm.
And like, what about renting and all that? Was that easy, or places to stay?
Yeah, well, it's not now. I mean, you know, people are queuing up down the streets to view an apartment. So it's really, it's a really tough market if you're looking for a place to live. But it has gotten more expensive, but it's still, you know, comparatively affordable. Like the cost of living here, which is one of the things that I really loved, is like it's easy to have a decent life even if you don't have a lot of money, you know, because you can get a beer with your friends in the park and it's grand, you know, and there's a lot of sort of like affordable things to do and eat. You can get a falafel for like a euro, you know what I mean? So
I do remember a bit of German, all right. It was a kleine beer and a grosse beer. Remember the difference between those two? I mean, like, you know, is there a big Irish community there?
Yeah, there is. And it's growing, and it's also getting more sort of cohesive, you know, since I've been here over the 9 years, I've noticed much more active. I mean, there was already like an active Irish community. There's GA teams, and like they, you know, do a great service to kind of like make this cohesive community. But especially in the last few years, I'm noticing like there's so many more, especially young Irish artists.
And doing what? And, like, I mean, are they working in the music and arts areas, the ones you're talking about? Are they working in everything?
They're working in everything. Mm, yeah. Right. There's everything. And also Berlin is now like such a sort of tech hub as well. So there's a lot of like programmers moving here as well. Right. Yeah.
And is it a full-time role that you have? I mean, do you work out of the Irish embassy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm working in the Irish embassy at the moment, like working from home. I've actually been quarantined for the last 3 weeks. But it'll be like,
so you're really important, Candace, then, right? Okay. I should up my game here. Okay, by the way, we're talking to the first full time cultural officer of the Irish Embassy in Berlin, Candace Gordon, and 51552 is our text. Listen, we hear an awful lot about soft power these days, particularly in the context of Brexit. How much of that do we have in Europe, and are we making the most of it?
Well, this is what this role is about, you know. So exactly, like there is already, you know, the center, the Irlandais in Paris, that's really active, and you know, I think it's really important, and they're going to be, you know, boosting the cultural diplomacy around Europe as well, you know, beyond just what I'm doing in Germany. But yeah, so I think that there's a lot of room for growth.
Do you know, Brexit itself, and we're coming to the next 6 weeks or so, is Brexit having an effect on the relationships between Ireland and the rest of Europe? And, you know, are we looking pretty good in comparison to the UK at the moment? Is that something you're keen to capitalise on in your role?
It's definitely a talking point, a constant talking point. Mm. I think that especially, like, I mean, you don't want to be kind of like profiting on other people's...
No, but by the same token.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think when it comes to, you know, for Irish touring artists, of course, it's going to be better, because it's not going to be very easy for English artists to tour, basically. We just did a partnership with a festival in Cologne called CO Pop, and they screened three Irish artists there yesterday. So I think that there is, it's going to, like, I think there's basically, the future is looking good for the relationship between Ireland and Germany.
Okay, so I presume you're going to have to, like, you look at it all, you say music and arts and culture of all sorts, vitally important in this role. Ireland sells itself as the island of saints and scholars. Germany, like a nation of thinkers and poets, etc. You have a lot to work with as well as a lot of work to do, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. No, I think, I mean, it's really every day has been like such a sort of exciting, stimulating experience because there is a lot. There's a lot that we already have to work with. And yet it's a huge, huge remit.
Well, then what's your next thing, say? Like, we're now on Sunday, the whatever it is here of October. What's the next thing? Like, for the next week, the last week of October, what are you doing?
Okay, so well, we just did this festival partnership that ran yesterday. Yeah. So those videos are actually up on YouTube, and they're really great. Pearly, Nina Hines, and Joey Gavin performing live. So this week we have a partnership with the Doc Leipzig Film Festival, where we're supporting the screening of an Irish film called To the Moon.
Right.
And so, you know, along with all everything that's happening with the pandemic, some positive things I think are positive coming out of them, one of which is that this will be screened not only in the theatres, but also online for people living in Germany. So it's got much more reach. And so, yeah, we're supporting this Irish film.
And you recently put on the Irish Street Photography exhibition there as well.
Exactly.
In Berlin. It's kind of a treasure trail. It's Ireland in frame. Listen, we have to go because it's coming towards the end of the programme and I have to get out of here. So, Candice, how long does the gig last, by the way?
I've got the contract for 3 years.
Wow. Right. Okay. Well, your work cut out for you. But then again, it sounds fantastic. And you must give me the story full time about why you didn't stay with the circus.
I will do.
Candice, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking to us. Candice Gordon, and good luck with all the stuff you've got to do over the next 3 years.
Thank you.
First full-time cultural officer at the Irish Embassy in Berlin. Thanks a million. Take it easy, Candice.
Thanks. Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.